All right, great tunes. There's the Eagles in Hotel California. And we've got the Olympic sports report here on Who's Talking. And Chris Sill, take it away.
All right, thank you, Frank. Baseball team number one, Hoos, won the series at Duke, winning 2 of 3 games. Due to rain on Friday, Virginia played a doubleheader on Saturday, splitting those games with Duke. This is the 6th straight series that Virginia has won against Duke in baseball. Track and field, Draquan Hosky finished 2nd place in the 60-meter hurdles of the ACC Indoor Championships. And women's track star Jordan Lavender was named the MVP, becoming the first woman to win the award for the Cavaliers. Men's golf, number 7 men, began play today at the Cleveland Golf Palmetto Intercollegiate. Men's lacrosse, number 2 men, dropped their first game of the season 12-9 at number 15 Cornell on Saturday
this past weekend. Bad loss.
Men's soccer, Cavaliers announced their 2014 recruiting class, which includes Liam Jenkins out of Mills Godwin. The class is ranked number 9th overall by College Soccer News. Swimming and diving, number 7 women's team will be sending 13 student-athletes to the NCAAs, which are going to be held March 20th through 22nd, and 6 Virginia divers will compete at the NCAA Zone Championships, which start today. Men's tennis, men's team was honored today at the White House for their national championship last year. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
And they went 1-1 last week. They lost to number 3 UCLA.
At UCLA.
But they beat Loyola Marymount. And then Ryan Shane was also named ACC Player of the Week. Wrestling, Blaze Butler and Nick Solzer won the ACC Championships on Saturday. Women's lacrosse, number 8, Virginia fell to number 1 UNC on Saturday, 14-10. Women's tennis lost to number 12 UNC on Friday, but blanked Maryland on Saturday. And that is your Olympic sports report.
And James Driscoll, former Wahoo golf star, stumbled on Saturday, but rebounded nicely. I think he shot like a 69 on Sunday to finish in 7th place, which was a very nice finish for him over in Puerto Rico at the other Trump golf course.
So before my partner has a heart attack here, let me mention again, Thursday night, Friday night, Who's Talking from the ACC tournament will be live at Greensboro Coliseum in between sessions. Courtesy of Virginia Sports Property, we'll be using the equipment made available to us by Dave Kane and Ted Jeffries, and we will have those two gentlemen on the show Thursday night previewing the Friday quarterfinal game between Virginia and either Maryland and Florida State. And as Frank said earlier, we are crossing our fingers and expect to have ACC legend Coach Terry Holland join us the second half of the show, 6:30 to 7:00. And Terry will be able to give us some memories of his ACC tournament years.
Particularly Wally Walker, maybe.
Wally Walker, the finals of 76 and 77, and then the two disappointing finals he had with Ralph Sampson in 82-83. But a lot of memories of his 16 years as the head coach at Virginia.
Well, you know what's interesting is Terry went back-to-back years, made the finals, won it with Wally Walker and Langlois and Stokes and those guys in 76, but went back the very next year, and Castellan and Langlois made the all-tournament team, but the Wahoos lost by like 4 or 5 points in the finals that second year.
To Kooster.
The Ivarone-Dean Smith encounter at halftime or whatever that was, you know.
Yeah, imagine Dean Smith, the sportsman that he was.
Yes.
Took a swing at my man Lewis Collins from Richmond some years ago down in the what is the name of this stupid building?
Which city was it in?
Chapel Hill.
Carmichael.
He took a swing at Lewis Collins, who came up from behind and tried to say good game, and apparently Dean didn't like it too much and tried to swing, and fortunately he missed him. Otherwise, that would have been an incident, and that was all over the TV. Yeah. And that was the game where Terry Gates made the free throws that knocked the Tar Heels into submission.
All right, ACC tournament begins on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Wake Forest, Notre Dame kick it off. Virginia Tech plays Miami at 3:30. Georgia Tech, Boston College on Wednesday. Frank and I will be driving down on Thursday. Several games, and of course, the big one on Thursday from Virginia's standpoint is the Maryland-Florida State game, which occurs at noon on Thursday. And the Wahoos will play the winner of that at noon on Friday.
So our Thursday show, we'll be able to preview the winner of that game from Wednesday.
Yeah, it'll be, as we've said in some of our promotion, the postseason for the Hoos starts with us. Who's Talking Thursday night, 6 o'clock, as we sort of do the pregame show getting ready for the quarterfinal Friday at noon on Friday.
Very exciting to be down there in Greensboro. We want to thank Mosquito Squad for doing such a great job jumping in as a sponsor. 5 seconds to go. Go Wahoos.
Go
beat the Terps or the Seminoles. I don't care.
We'll talk to you Thursday night, 6 o'clock.